All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I hate to break the fishing news up, Ramchuk, but I'd like to speak about the ice hockey.
Congratulations, you're one of the 13 listeners of the Real Life Podcast.
We just traded a migraine in for like an orgasm.
Might want to mark that down.
Yep. All of my projects are on schedule until they're not.
A member of the Nation Network of Podcasts.
About as funny as we're going to get today.
The pre-show is so much more fun.
There's a 3-minute pre-show where we just get all the dirty shit out of our brains that we can never say.
Yeah.
Laugh at ourselves.
That's why it should be. We should just do like a no camera, no internet live show.
Yeah. It's a one and done.
Yeah.
Everyone. A show called No Evidence where you just say shit.
Yeah.
That used to be what stand-up comedy was. You'd go, you'd be offended, you'd have a good time, and you'd leave.
Yeah. That should be.
It's the way God intends.
I don't think what we talked about before this would offend anyone, but it just, you know,
It's
probably something you shouldn't share.
Yeah.
To protect everyone involved.
But saying offensive shit that you don't mean just to make the boys giggle is the point of a lot of this chatter.
Yeah.
In 2024.
The point of life, I'd say.
Yeah. And now we're just pulling on our collars all the time, hoping nothing's recording.
Yeah.
Goo.
There's so many hours of recorded audio of us anyway. We can just make each other say whatever we want at the worst of times or the best of times.
Ella Howard Stern.
Have you seen this guy on social that looks like Chinese Elon Musk?
Yes.
Is it real or fake? What the hell am I looking at
real.
Here?
I mean, probably real. That'd be a weird thing to fake, but it's also the internet.
It's like
fake
Russian Leo DiCaprio, though.
But a deep fake of a Chinese guy's head with an Elon face.
I imagine, just given the population and where we're at in the world, there's somebody who's a dead ringer for Elon.
Doppelgangers of all of us.
So that's just a guy who really looks like Elon Musk.
Because I always think of Russian Leo DiCaprio. He's out there among us.
But he doesn't look like this Chinese Elon Musk guy looks like Elon Musk.
Let's give the Russian guy some credit here. If you just put a little work in.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
If you look that much like Leo, wouldn't you just like trim up and
do it?
Like, yeah.
Because it'll be a good life.
Yeah.
It's a great life.
It will be a good life.
Yeah, I'm gonna grab him for you.
It will be a good life.
It's awesome. He's awesome.
It's so weird, man. His eyes are Elon's soul when you look at them.
It's all there.
Yeah, I don't think that's fake.
This is the wish.com Elon.
Elon Musk, I'd just like to add, his maternal grandmother is from Moose Jaw. Thank you. Moose Jaw doesn't
said
rock.
That the other day. That's interesting.
If Moose Jaw doesn't rock and Moose Jaw doesn't fuck, there's no Elon Musk.
You think Elon's ever been at the Crush Can?
I would assume he was there for the founding.
Grandma would take him there for a game. The team's been around since the, when did they move there? 70s?
So when would Elon 80s? Have been conceived? He's like what, 55, 56?
He's that old?
Yeah.
27? What did you think?
Yeah, well,
I thought he was like early 40s.
Elon was born in 71 in June, so it would have been
53.
Q4 of 1970.
Q4.
Crush Can did not exist. Q4 1970. Did it? No, it would have.
Are you trying to guess if he's ever been there or if he was conceived?
Trying to guess if Elon Musk's maternal grandparents banged at the Crush Can.
Is it the Civic Center?
Yes.
So that opened September 19th, 1959.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, and the Warriors weren't there until like the late 80s or they moved from Amherst.
With the general cost
of $525,000.
That's what the Crush Can cost.
Mm-hmm. $525,000.
Property taxes went up as a result. Half the team died. Yep.
Yeah. So this place is gone now completely, right?
Gone.
Unfortunately.
They flattened it. It's not just there like Rexall places.
They actually did what you do when you crush a can.
Yep. They extra crushed it.
Yeah. And now there's like a CRU development there. So a bunch of retail and they all kind of have the roof to pay homage to the Civic Center. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's really classy. Cool.
Closed September 2011, Tyler.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Demolished August 2012.
Yeah.
Oh, they didn't really waste a lot of time. That's smart.
Capacity 3,100.
It's all you need.
It's all you need. Oh, man, it was good.
The vibes are so good there.
I do kind of like, you know, every once in a while, you just happen to be driving past Rexall Place, and it's like, hey, Rexall Place, still like, there.
We're about to have a very similar Crush Can experience in the Mullet Arena.
Pretty close.
Like 3,100 of Moose Jovian's cramming in for a battle of Highway 1.
Like, if there's 50 of us in a 4,500-person arena... We are a chunk.
We're 10%.
I
1%.
1%. Caught it right away, to be fair.
What percentage do you think of the Mullet Arena will be Oilers fans?
At least a quarter.
Oh, I'm thinking 70%.
I'm thinking like it's 70-80%.
Really?
I might have, you know, the rose-colored glasses.
If that's the case, if we're 50-50 or like basically a coin flip, it's going to be awesome.
We are going to be annoying. It's in a good way.
It's going to be great.
In a good way, not if you're a Coyotes fan. There's like 8 Coyotes fans there who are like, fuck, shut up. No, I think it might be higher than 80. I wouldn't be surprised.
Like, well, look at the ticket prices. They're like 350 US right now.
It's crazy.
That's the McDavid bump.
But like that's the Edmonton snowbird factor. Like Chalmers, the only reason why Chalmers is coming is because he's had a family vacation to Arizona.
I know.
Like, we just lucked out. He just like fell into the nation vacation. He tried to avoid it all costs.
But think how many people there are like Chalmers who have access to somewhere to stay.
One of one.
Well, that's fair. But like they have access to somewhere to stay and it's like, yeah, absolutely. We should go down. So I think it's going to be
crazy.
If it's north of 50, I'm going to be so pumped.
Yeah. Cause so many people have family to like their parents will have a place there. So like they would have just like, yeah, that's the weekend or week we're going to Arizona.
And you've known since September, August, that this is happening. So, I think it's going to be crazy high.
Yes.
What jersey are you bringing?
Nuge.
I might wear a white one this time.
Yeah, I might go white reverse retro.
After Labor Day?
I love wearing my Ek Home.
Isn't it now before Labor Day because we're in a new year?
No, yeah. When does the
time
Labor
is
Day,
circular?
I think it's
when does it reset
after Easter? Maybe is it Labor Day to Easter?
Wow,
I don't know.
Because of Jesus.
Depends on your longitude and latitude.
Yeah, Jesus preferred a home jersey.
Shit,
I'm gonna go white reverse retro. Final answer.
Ooh, that's a good pick.
I do want to wear my Ek Home, but I might not.
What color is it?
It's blue.
Wear a Nick
Royal
jersey.
Blue or the dark.
The royal blue.
That's beautiful.
But my two whites, I've got a 2012 Nuge.
That thing's Reebok. Crisp.
Blank Reebok pajama jersey, Jason Strudwick era. I'll wear that one.
You have a Strudwick jersey.
I've got a Strudwick orange jersey.
Could do that. Letestu hasn't come out in a while.
Letestu, we need a Letestu. Mm-hmm. Talking about bottom six depth.
Nick Dowd.
Well, they're two different players. I'd rather Nick Dowd than Mark Letestu, but I'd like both if I could be honest.
I have a 2024 Fanatics Cody Cease jersey because it didn't come with an I on it. Got that Cease. Yeah, Fanatics. Oh. I follow that Thanks Fanatics or whatever it is. It's so funny that they just like, they must ship a lot, obviously, that isn't fucked up.
Because they now like do jerseys for everyone, don't they?
So it's just their inbox of complaints go viral all the time.
You sell 30 million jerseys a month.
Some of them are so good. I didn't know this was an account, but now I have to follow it.
Oh, their quality is atrocious, though, from what you look at.
Like, but that's what happens because they have a monopoly. Like, they don't care, I don't think. Like, if you go to NFL Shop Canada, it redirects you to Fanatics. Lids Dossier, Lid redirects you to Fanatics, MLB Shop, Fanatics, NHL Shop, Fanatics. It's all just Fanatics now. Mm-hmm. We're fucked. The new baseball jerseys are horrendous.
They're not Nike jerseys anymore?
It's like Nike making them, or like the Nike tag on there, made by Fanatics now.
I went to Best Buy to buy a fridge.ca, Fanatics. Mm-hmm. So I bought a Philadelphia Eagles jersey. And I can't use that for refrigeration. Thanks, Fanatics. Thanks, Fanatics, you dicks.
Someone posted it as like an Evander Kane Islanders jersey. They were like, what the fuck? I ordered an Oilers jersey.
Fucking right.
Really? There's Kane 91 on the back of an Islanders jersey.
But you know what? Amazing. It's close, though. Get
there's time. Just prisoners of war 4 kilometers under the Earth's surface pressing jerseys. They have no idea. Evander Kane, Islanders.
This just reminds me of the long time ago, Wanya. You sent me a screenshot of a guy wearing an Oilers 2006 Cup Champs shirt.
Yes.
From a video you were watching.
Yes, somewhere. Man. I've seen 2 hats and a shirt. And well, one
they
guy
have to make them when there's game 7.
One guy was in prison. I'm not even kidding. A South American prison. He was wearing an Oilers 2006 Cup Champs hat. And they were interviewing a different prisoner. And this guy walked by in the background. Another one, unfortunately, was an outdoor strip miner in Africa. And he was like walking down the side of a hill going to work for a documentary. And he's got an 06 Oilers Cup Champ hat on.
I like, love
it. It can't be that bad. If I you live in a world where you think this happened.
Yeah, well, now the power of the internet, they try to push them to like the far reaches of Earth so you never see them.
I think now they don't mass produce them as much. I think they make like enough of a run for it to like go to the teams that night. And then it's like they don't have like boxes and boxes ready to be shipped to stores. But my fanatic story is 2 weeks left in the NFL season. I was like, I'm going to get myself a new Bills jersey now that it looks like they might be going to the playoffs. Mm. And I was like, I'm going to get it shipping 5 to 10 business days. I ordered it on January 8th. It's still not here.
They mushed the Bills for you.
Yeah. And now I don't even really want it that bad because the season's over. I was just like,
Jake Allen with one L.
James Cook.
Allen.
Cook. Yeah. And James alone. Josh alone. Love him.
Josh. Yeah. Anyways, Fanatic sucks.
You know what I swear to you I'm going to get if he comes home is a crisp 2024 Everly jersey.
What number will
boy, you have? Something weird. 7. No. Nope.
Can't.
Coffee. 9. Can't.
Candy 14.
It'll be weird. It'll be 80. What's his birth year?
Maybe he does 41.
Like 41.
Taylor Chorney.
Oh, the legacy.
I can't do that. It's too close to Connor and Gretzky.
Maybe he goes
69.
Go 69. What's that?
13. You can't take it from Matias Janmark.
Can you imagine he came here and just said to Ekholm, like, I'm only going to come here if I get to be 14. And Ekholm's like, I guess you don't get to be an Oiler, bitch.
Oh, maybe he'd wear number 90. That's his birth year.
What number is he wearing?
Isn't Seattle? That what Corey Perry 7. Is?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Perry's 90.
Because he was 7 in junior.
Maybe he'd be number 22.
He's 22 again now, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's 7. Maybe 22, his draft slot.
Maybe something to do with his kids. Now he's a dad.
He's got 2 kids.
Can't wear 2. Boosh got 2.
Oh, yeah. I think he has 2 kids. I don't know.
Could he wear 97?
Yes.
I
so
said,
he was 7 with the Regina Pats too. So we got to find a new.
I said upside down 7.
What was ooh, he nice. In? What was he in Long Island? Probably 7.
Yep.
7. Damn it.
Oh man.
So anyways, coffee? The Oilers are thoughts? Getting them. So I'm happy.
Are they?
Well, I'm happy we're at the point where we're just already getting the number thing sorted.
Oh my
one of my
God.
Favorite bits during silly season is saying future Oiler to every mm-hmm. potential mm-hmm. trade target ever. It's very fun. Yeah. I enjoy it.
Well, future Oiler Nick Dowd. Needs to happen.
Future Oiler Nick Dowd sounds great. Future Oiler Travis Konechny also sounds great.
Oh,
future man, Oiler Jordan Eberle.
You can do that and click through their photos?
Yeah, HockeyDB eventually will just load up every photo of the player ever, and you can just click through and go right back to the beginning.
Look at my young Jordan there. Just a prince. Look at him. Oh, he's so cute.
No beard, no scruff.
Now he's
nothing.
Coming. Now he's coming as a man and with dad strength.
Look at him. What a dork. I love
63 point season last year in Seattle.
He's
new Oiler. Jordan Eberle is great to have on our team.
Feels depth scoring doesn't have to be a stud this time around. Just got to chip in. That's a good role for him.
Sam Gagne, Jordan Eberle, Leon Draisaitl, Connor McDavid, the rest of our heroes, Nuge. All on the 24 team.
Nuge
Zach
tonight.
Hyman. There's so many storylines converging, man. Every roster spot has an epic tale.
Draisaitl centering Nuge and Eberle.
Nuge tonight. Ties Mark Messier's record.
Oh, 22.
I'm going to have to get an IV stand.
151 games with the Oilers.
Who that?
Nuge. That is ties Messier for third in franchise history.
Also, if they acted on the Eberle trade fast enough, he would play his 1,000th career game as an Oiler.
This year?
Yeah, he's 11 away.
Oh, well, that's, yeah.
It's got to happen. We already miss Sam Gagner. We got to get Jordan Eberle.
Yeah, we just missed Gagner's 1,000th game. Mm-hmm.
Every single roster slot is a story to me at this point. This team might go deep.
I think
we have to make some moves, but yes, I think we will. I truly think we will.
When they got rid of Jordan Eberle after 2017 for no fucking reason whatsoever, and they just singled him out like, oh, he's terrible.
Yeah.
Okay.
The trade tree is really depressing.
What are you talking about? That's one huge problem. Beater Chiarelli. But then to trade him for Strome for Spooner.
So it went Eberle for Strome for Spooner for Gagne for Athanasiou for nothing.
No. Once they had the second Ryan, you lost me.
Yeah.
Remember that one year? What's his nuts when Strome went to New York and was amazing after?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anyways, right those wrongs. Bring him back.
It's an all-time vibes move.
It is.
It is very good vibes move. Very good.
I only have one dream left. Only one wish left on the Oilers tree if they bring him back.
And I did this whole rant on Owen every day, so I won't do it again. But like the people being like, oh, first round pick, that's too much for Eberle. Like, goddamn. Like, you gotta give up shit. You gotta give something to get something.
That's right.
Well, if you've got your list of guys and it's like, okay, we need three holes to fill or two holes to fill, and this is the guy on the top of the list, and that's the guy on the top of the list, you go get the guys on the top of your list. You do. You yeah. deploy the asses to get them. And if somehow you lose in a gunfight, you better have a good plan B. But like, that's what good teams do. They get their guy.
Yep.
We got to get our guy. Guys, plural.
I don't understand. This is obviously old stuff, but I just don't understand how we went from there's nothing wrong with Jordan Eberle. We love Jordan Eberle to Jordan Eberle is out of here. Like it.
Well, it was circumstantial because like, obviously he wasn't. And I know it's a whole other debate, but like the playoff performance he had there wasn't the greatest.
It just wasn't worthy of ejecting him from the VHS. He was still
a $6 million player. So
that's fair.
To be able to turn him into Ryan Strome with $3 million made a lot of sense. And then what we did with Ryan Strome is we didn't set him up for success, and he had to drag just bodies around the ice. So he wasn't putting up the points that he should be. So we felt the need that we should be trading him for Spooner.
God, that was a terrible trade.
That is like,
that's Ryan the bad Hart one.
Level. Well, that
it was one of those Ryan ones where, and if I remember correctly, Ryan Strome was shooting at like a 0% as
well. Yeah. Like it was
just like ground level.
Yeah. Stats.
Jay, I can still think of where we were standing in the pint watching the TVs when the Reinhardt trade went down. I could see it and I could look over and you're right there and you're like, that's one of the worst trades in franchise history. And I was just sitting there. I'm like, I like it.
I'm so mad.
He's a former
imagine
oil king.
Imagine we had Erickson Ek on our team.
He's a former oil king. I said to myself, we have an inside track. Remember the logic of why we needed a team in the dub was the inside track on oil kings.
Yep.
Has that produced a single Oiler?
No.
So that trade, in case you're wondering, and I know you were, 30 games with the Edmonton Oilers.
Reinhardt?
Yep.
30 great games.
Couple playoff games, right?
We got Eric.
One playoff game.
That guy with the two names, I don't trust two namers.
Oh man, he's good.
By Harvey Svensson, he really ruined it for me.
Well, when he dropped it, well, I was gonna say hyphenated. I'll play.
No, no hyphen.
It looks like a Fanatics jersey. Something fell off. Yeah, something like who dat?
You had to pay extra for the act.
Yep.
Oh, those Fanatics baseball jerseys are so bad. They brought down where the name bar is. So now like Verlander has to be like a super rainbow.
And the Guerrero is on some jerseys.
Yeah.
Super like, rainbow.
Oh my God, dude. It's so bad. They're just getting flamed online for it too. It's nasty. Anyways. Anything else Oilers wise?
MLB own Fanatics or something?
I think it's a joint venture.
NFL, like someone, like a league
owns. Because that Fanatics. Ruben guy owns Michael Ruben, it. With yeah. them. Michael Ruben owns it with them. But they're joint ventures. So you just cut them in on their supply chain.
Gotcha.
Doesn't make sense to me, but I believe you guys. What was I going to say? Oh, hey, Connor McDavid had 6 points, 6 points the other night.
Man, they got MLB, MLS, NBA, NFL, NHL, NASCAR, Formula One, WWE, and NPB.
NASCAR?
NPB?
Mm-hmm.
The National Pro Bowling League?
Yep.
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
And isn't that the Japan Baseball League?
That's NPK.
Oh. The Nippon KBO. Professional Baseball.
Oh, it is.
Yeah,
that's where Otani played.
Yes.
That's where Trevor Bauer played.
I think Bauer was a KBO guy. But I sometimes get the two leagues confused.
In Korea?
I'm learning.
Yeah. Anyway. Because I remember early days of the pandemic, I was betting on KBO games.
Oh, God.
Really? You got to keep the engine turning.
Well, hey.
I was throwing dice in an alley.
Quiet money is dead money or something. What's the term?
I don't think that's it. Quiet money's dead money. Yeah,
so you need to bet it on the KBO.
You got to keep chopping it.
Isn't that the betting? Like what we, like us degenerates say, like not betting is dumb.
Keep it chopping.
Scared please not responsibly. Money? I'm just speaking on my behalf.
I'm thinking of getting into betting on darts.
Oh, Sports man. Electric. I'll tell you one thing I'm doing. 7 a.m., 6:45 a.m. at the Chili's. I'm going to be loading up my Betway account and loading up all my bets before we
land
in the U.S.
That's fair.
Oh, you can't bet down there.
Yeah, we're going to play that tap dance again. We're going to try to get into
VPN that shit? Or how's that go?
Yeah, there's rumors that a VPN could work.
There could be.
I don't know what it is. I need to look into this.
Can't let anyone know.
DoorDash ad with David Beckham.
Yeah. I was going to say something else.
But why did I see, have you ever seen the photo on Insta of people driving by the side of the road and they've stopped over state lines to bet on their phones when they drive back?
Yeah.
VPN?
That happens in it's like the 1.0 version of that.
Yeah.
It was your car. You just drive to New Jersey.
See, Remchek, I really like Bolivian YouTube and Croatian Netflix. So I'm quite often using a VPN.
Croatian Netflix.
Yeah, there's a Croatian version of The Crown with their royal family. I'm quite partial to.
I used to do that all the time on Netflix because the shows on US versus Canadian Netflix were totally wildly
different. Croatian.
I can't wait to check out what's on the Croatian one.
Well, are you familiar with the Croatian royal family's amazing saga?
Not yet.
Well,
not yet.
Get yourself a VPN.
Riveting.
Yeah, their Princess Diana has a different outcome.
There's a new song called Princess Diana with Ice Spice and Nicki Minaj. I think actual Princess Diana would be happy to hear it.
Oh, that's nice.
It's barely, remember, you know the song WAP?
Yeah.
It's of that ilk.
Oh, jeez.
But named after Princess Diana.
Just what she would have wanted.
She would not sully her name. She was a munch.
What the hell? Speaking of Princess Diana, what was Prince Harry doing at the NFL Awards?
He's now civilian Harry.
But he went to see Charles for a hot 12 seconds and flew back because he had to go to the NFL Honors Awards. Yeah. And remember, he left England to have a quiet life. And now he's at the NFL Awards presenting Defensive Player of the Year.
He needs to make some money.
The crown is just, fuck, Jesus.
They don't do that in the Croatian royal family, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, a little more cutthroat. A lot more poisoning in family. Family members just disappear.
Ooh.
I like to imagine the Queen of Croatia popping up at the Nickelodeon Awards, you know?
Yeah, at the Croatian Soccer League.
Yeah, when her dad has just been diagnosed with a terminal illness, fly over for 28
minutes. Terminal? What is it? Is it?
They aren't disclosing anything.
Of course.
He went in for an enlarged prostate and they found something else.
Oh, boy.
Not great.
But you got to think that if the Illuminati rumors are true, they have a special lizard that comes to see you when you're sick, if you're the King of England, and he does a special ceremony and you've got 300 more years of life when he leaves.
Yeah.
Like the National Health Service has special doctors for King Charles.
They come, they put a shit ton of money in a blender with a little serum,
pour like it on him.
Yeah. It just goes away.
Yeah.
That's their version of a magic school bus. Strictly medical procedures.
You would think, can King Charles get of the healthcare in the world, top 10 patient service in the world?
Well, we know who gets the top, and it's
VP. Oh, MVS?
The Sheikh gets it. Mm. In UAE or in Dubai, I guess, because it's a bunch of provinces that make up UAE. Every hospital has to have a dedicated floor to the Sheikh
at all times, ready
at all times. All times, and only with its private elevator that goes to it. Every hospital has to have one.
Damn,
we toured that one. We turned that one on our way to Abu Dhabi. Might have been in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah.
And they showed us it wasn't fully built, so they could let us in to see it, but private elevator.
That's right.
Do it. Yeah.
Is Dubai cool?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting. Yeah. It's interesting. There's some shit there that'll blow your mind, but just, don't read into it too
much. Here, I'll tell you how Dubai is interesting, but also weird. So they have the tallest building in the world.
Okay.
Burj Khalifa.
Well, we have the biggest mall.
Well, we have the third biggest mall. The biggest mall is in Dubai. We went there.
Fuck.
And it's so big, you can't quite tell it's bigger than the mall. It's just everywhere at once.
Okay. So,
but keep going. The Burj Khalifa, we go there, we look, we go to the top, we drink orange juice, right? Jay and I go, marvelous time. But you find out afterwards that it's not hooked up to the sewer system. So every night at like 3 a.m, honey wagons show up and like line the main street to empty the Burj Khalifa out for the next day's business, residences, tourists. And you're just like, that's super weird. Why don't you just connect it to the fucking sewers? That's how Dubai is weird.
There's a lot of weirdness to it. There's a bunch of crazy 100-story buildings, empty.
Didn't you guys go skiing?
Yeah. Went skiing. Cool.
Cool.
Went like tobogganing down sand dunes and rode camels. Cool.
Yeah.
Breakfast, Sunday brunch is like the party social affair of the week.
Yeah.
Fun.
You're not allowed to drink anywhere but in the Western hotels.
In hotels, yeah.
So you're there. And you're drinking, and they're like, yeah, you like that, don't you, Westerner weirdo? And you're like, I think I'm enjoying myself.
Like the Saudis like flock to the hotels. Like you'll see a bunch of KSA license plates and stuff because it's the only place you can drink.
That's the other cool thing about Dubai is your social order is literally shown in your license plate.
Yes.
So the number one plate is for like.
It's a letter and number. So A and the low number, like you're rich.
A1. Two digits, three A1 digits.
Like the Sheikh. I think the Sheikh has A1. We saw an A4 and the person where they're like, that has to be a royal family member.
I saw a guy on YouTube and he was showing his garage in Dubai and they're like, how much money in license plates do you have? He goes, I have about $20 million in license plates.
Yeah, because it's status. So people will pay by the coin for like a low letter number plate.
Because you haven't lived until you've pulled up on a Dubai highway next to a bunch of honey wagons that are parked to empty out the Burj Khalifa. And you look over at somebody with a higher number plate than you. And you're like,
fuck you.
Fuck you. How's that sound, bitch?
Yeah, you go there seeing a lot of cool, interesting things, but also with a lot of questions. So go and check it out.
Like I saw. Oh, go check it out. Eh? Like it's just zipping across.
You got to go check it out.
You got to check it out.
It's more of a 6-hour flight.
Bugatti made an apartment building. That's what I remember. Bugatti made.
How long of a flight?
It'll be about 4 6-hour flights for you. I think it was 14 and a half hours from Seattle.
When I went to Dubai,
you go that way?
Yeah.
I don't know where Dubai is. I'll just be honest.
Listen to this here, Trick. When I was there, we're in the airport and we go to the urinals, right? We've just landed.
Yeah.
The urinal flushes while I'm peeing and the heat that came off the water inside the airport. Because it's just so fucking hot outside. So hot
there. Oh, really?
I thought that it was like a shower or something. Like you could feel this blast of heat because they left from the tap water.
Oh, wow. It's hard to get further away from us than Dubai.
I made the mistake of there's Old Dubai where all the outdoor markets are. Souks, I believe they call them.
That was really cool, though, Old Dubai.
Oh, very cool. And I decided to wear light tan pants.
You got to.
And within minutes of walking around the streets of Old Dubai, it was so hot. They were dark brown. I sweat through the entire, every millimeter of fabric I sweat through.
Are you breaking down how many flights it take to get there for you?
Yeah.
So you would fly Calgary to Iceland or... Which is 6.5.
Spend a couple of days in Europe and then get down there.
I know you'll make the exception there. And then you go somewhere to Europe, 6 hours. I think you can do it in 3 flights your way.
Tempting.
We're going to get you to like Italy or something. I don't know what.
It feels just I don't know. I think I'd just be very uncomfortable there the whole time.
Why don't you just bring a rag and a jar of ether and then just get on a long ass flight and then just huff the ether till you pass out. And then if you wake up in transit, huff it again.
Dubai. Interesting.
Dubai.
And that's why Jordan Eberle is coming back to the Oilers.
Eberle's coming back. When do you go to Copenhagen?
I've got the most interesting travel days of my life, but effectively March 12th.
Effectively. All right.
I'm leaving Honolulu at 9 p.m. on March 11th.
Your journey starts in Honolulu?
Because this summoning came in between in my dream.
Before you do this. The ballingest thing in the world, your M-Track in my mind, is going from airport A to airport B, and neither one is your hometown.
That's pretty sweet, actually.
So you're like, I'm going from city A to city B, but you are not going home, and you didn't leave at home. Go on, Jay.
Continue.
So Honolulu, 9 p.m., March 11th. Land in Edmonton, noon, March 12th. Okay. The reason I'm doing this to help, because I'm traveling with family at Crawford. So I want to be there to not stitch Eva, just to be solo with all the stuff and a baby. So get there, drive them home, have a shower, drive back to the airport. Then fly to Amsterdam on the KLM direct flight, which is sweet.
And then Edmonton to Amsterdam?
Edmonton to Amsterdam.
And how long?
Just under 8 hours.
Ooh, sounds manageable. Keep going.
Business class too. Daddy got that because that was a request of this summoning. So I'll be.
You said I'll go there, but I insist you fly me out business class.
I'm like, I had to explain it. They're like, okay, this is a fair request.
You're winning already with the Danish daddies. Good on you.
Flying business class is the best long haul. Then get to Copenhagen on Wednesday at 1:35 p.m.
Yeah. Have a 12-minute meeting.
I go
then fly to the NFL awards.
Check in my hotel. Go for a dinner. Next day, all day sessions. And then the next day, make my way back home.
Why don't you tack on a day or some shit?
We'll see, because I'm trying to. There, I might be able to unlock a day. I'm working on trying to stay one extra day.
You got to stay an extra day. You got all the way there.
I know, man. It's fucking wild. So whatever. First world problem, if there ever was one. But crazy travel day.
That is insane. And your plan, not to, you know, be that guy. That's if everything goes according to plan. Well, you have time for a shower.
Honolulu to Edmonton to Calgary is like 7 hour flight. And then I do another 8 hour flight and then a 2 hour flight or whatever. All good. It's wild. So that's when I'm going to Copenhagen.
Sleep on the plane. You might
only
get
a 3.5 hour flight on Sunday though, Tyler.
Oh, I can't wait. 7:30 we take off Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday morning.
That is going to be good. And like, a Sunday, just I'll be enjoying my beer that morning. Nation Vacations just hit different.
Start at the Chili's. Got it.
Yeah, like Toronto for the All-Star game felt like we had a lot of important stuff to do. Nation Vacation, we're just gonna go have a good damn time.
Yeah,
I do need to call that mini golf place still. Pop Stroke. I don't know if they do reservations. I kept looking. Do. Oh, so we might just walk in.
Yeah, but still call
them. Okay, maybe I'll call.
I go to a massage parlor on the right. What would it be? Off Calgary Trail called Pop Stroke. Yeah. So medical massage parlor, of course.
Yeah.
Fair enough. All right. We are going to continue along.
Tiger Woods owns it as well.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Matt, hold on. Well, do your thing here.
Okay. Here's just Nation Vacation brought to you by Alberta Blue Cross. There's only one thing better than sharing memories, and that's making new ones. Alberta Blue Cross Travel Insurance protects your memories and more wherever your travel takes you. Visit ab.bluecross.ca/travel for more information.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
We're in an alternate timeline, clearly, in society. But what was it? When did everything go to shit bag milk? 2016?
Whenever Harambe died.
That's the one. So great. The Oilers are fantastic in this timeline, so I really don't care. But there are signs we're in an alternate universe. And one of them is the new Tiger Woods line with TaylorMade called Red Sunday.
Sunday Red.
Yeah. Red. And then a weird Tiger logo.
And everyone's like, says, flip the logo upside down. It looks like a fused, like, vertebrae. Like,
is that what it is?
That's
what. Oh, yeah. What
is, and Tiger looks so weird in the announcement on their Instagram account, because I went, like, and looked at it. Yeah, he's like, this is great.
Like, oh yeah, he wants to be a
Knight. It's an alternate universe, man.
That logo is awful.
It's terrible, man. The whole thing's terrible. The rollout's terrible. The logo's terrible. It does look like a fuse spine.
Like, look it upside down, yeah.
Why did they separate Sunday?
Because it's owned by Nike.
The Church Allegiance.
Nike owns Sunday.
Nike owns the Pantone, yeah.
Disney owns the Mountie. Did you know that?
What?
Disney owns the Mountie. Like, the idea of the man with the hat and the red uniform and shit. It's not the RCMP that has the trademark. It's Disney. Because I think it was Rocky and Bullwinkle. But the RCMP has to get permission to use the Mountie. Think about that, Tyler. And you know who owns the term angels?
Disney?
Victoria's Secret.
Oh.
And if you try to have an event and show girls in angel wings, good luck with that.
I'm just going to push back. I'm in on this Tiger Woods thing.
You think that's cool?
Yeah, I think it's cool.
I see.
I actually kind of like the logo. Simplistic. I don't know.
Awful. Like Arc'teryx.
No, man. The world was on the right trajectory when Tiger had that Nike ball that just rolled and rolled and rolled. Pow! And then, yeah! That's when the world was on the right trajectory. This is very off.
I'm going to get one of the hats. I like it. You know, I don't know.
Speaking of hats,
I'm a sucker for TaylorMade gear. I'm a sucker for Tiger Woods stuff.
I want to talk about hats for 1 second and change the subject entirely.
Yeah.
Because I was shocked. Someone finally made a realization that he shouldn't wear a flapper hat and wore a dad hat. Today on Owen every day.
Jason Greger?
Greger was wearing a Sports 1440
flex fit hat.
But dad hat.
It's got a bit too much of a brim. Dad hat would be flat. Or a bit too much of a crown. Dad hat would be flat.
I
don't know.
I think, okay. But it was better for him.
It was.
I was happy.
He wore it this morning on the rundown and he was looking at himself like on the camera, you could tell. And he kept like shifting it different ways.
He's not used to it. He's not used to it. Big bulbous. But that doesn't work for him.
No. But yeah, Greger was rocking a curved brim hat.
Yeah, today. I loved it. It looked good. I'm like, perfect.
Here's a forward for Greg. And I know that he's your co-host and you have to see him all the time, but here's what I think about when Greger wears stuff. It always looks to me like he's wearing a disguise. Like when he's wearing a hat, it looks to me like he's trying to like blend it in a crowd. Like he'll wear a Peaky Blinders hat. He looks like he's wearing a disguise. Like he's a spy trying to blend in.
Maybe he is a spy.
He could be.
CSIS.
Mm.
Ask him if he is. If he says no, that's the first sign it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Are you a spy?
No. I know people.
That's interesting.
It's a joke. Nothing. It's a very inside joke.
Inside with who? You and the other spies?
And the other spies.
Now you just start Morse coding during the podcast to signal everyone.
We were talking about Popstroke. Did you know that his new deal with TaylorMade pushes the value of Tiger Woods' Popstroke empire up to $650 million on its own?
I don't believe.
Is this a publicly traded company?
Yeah.
One of the things that I think is part of this cycle of PR and spin that we live in is inflating the values of shit. It boggles my mind how every celebrity liquor brand's worth $300 million. How the fuck is Pop Smoke worth $600 million?
I hadn't even heard of it.
Pop Stroke. Pop there's Smoke's like, a rapper.
There's two in Arizona.
RIP'd Pop Smoke.
Well, they have the IP for 18 holes of golf. They patented the golf ball. Like, how could that be worth $600 million?
Yeah, it's not like they own mini golf. That's a great point. We could build one of those in Edmonton if we had the money.
Do you have the money?
I don't, but I'm...
Just wait.
You know people.
Just wait. Yeah.
I do know people, though, who might have... Hey, okay. Pop Stroke?
What is Sunday Redworth, pray tell? $100 trillion? Are there any numbers around that?
Pop Swing?
Cannot see. Cannot find.
Mm-hmm. That's why I bet on Apple once they sign Messi. It hasn't come to fruition yet, but I know it's going to come to fruition.
A value of...
Once, like when I say they signed Messi, but like the kind of deal and Apple connection to him joining
MLS. Oh, Apple at $3 trillion isn't valuable enough for you.
I think Messi can move it to seven. Right in this day and age of just grandiose crazinism. Like,
remember how the Kardashians are all billionaires all of a sudden? Bullshit. That's what I say. I think Forbes has been compromised long ago, and you can pay them to tell you whatever you want. Basically,
It's like business in Edmonton Magazine.
Yeah. If you buy an ad, you're the best lunch to go.
You pay them, you are the business.
But at scale, right? Because they know if you say that bloody Kendall Jenner is worth $900 million, everyone, all the bots will click on your articles. That's what I think. The only person who's actually creating value out here is Mr. Beast. I saw a list of the top 10 YouTube payers. in the last 3 years, I think Mr. Beast made like $180 million or some crazy shit.
You know, I read about Mr.
From his
Beast
YouTube revenue.
Yeah. Cocomelon, $130 million.
Ooh, mama.
If you know Cocomelon, listeners, or you're a child.
Do you know one thing that Mr. Beast does that's interesting that I found out recently? He goes and updates his thumbnails in perpetuity
to make them look different all the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He found out him screaming and going in. Didn't work. Right? Yeah.
But like even just background elements change all the time. He changes a YouTube thumbnail generally every other month. Just always all his videos.
Interesting. The thumbnail like game is very important.
Yeah. Yeah. Huge. Huge.
Top the battle on YouTube.
It's my thumbnail.
Mm-hmm.
That's your thumbnail.
What do you Thanks. Think here, I'm sure? It hangs it. Down 22 inches.
It is on camera, too, so people will see that.
Oh, yeah.
Bring it thumb. In.
Cocomelon, Miss Rachel, where's she on that list?
Miss Rachel? How do you know about that?
She popped up on my Instagram the other day because they're...
One of the glasses that, like, plays with toys? Talks about toys?
No, Miss Rachel is an adult.
Yeah, I know, an adult. Oh. That's what I'm saying.
There was a TikTok she popped up on my thing of her like doing a video, one of her little kids' videos, and you can like blatantly see she has pierced nipples. And that's why it popped up on my feed.
These kid content creators like Speedy Deedy, check her out. Speedy. These people are terrifying. These people are going to one day snap and just start killing kids. Speedy Deedy, yeah.
Ooh.
They're just like, hi, how are you? You know what's amazing? Everything. That I just got hit by a car.
That must be an exhausting job, though, in all seriousness.
Wanya Jr. and I laugh at Speedy Deedy. He's three and knows that that ain't right. That she's just like, hey, kids. Jesus Christ, Speedy Deedy. There's also a monkey we watch that they like make have showers and shit and dress it in clothes and take it out in society, but it's real. Like it's an actual monkey they dress up.
Oh, that'd be fun.
That monkey's rich as shit.
We have a ritual at the house almost every day now. When we get home from work, we watch Hunter videos.
Hunter the Lynx.
Just pull him up on YouTube?
Just his Instagram reels. She is obsessed.
He is great.
That's why I had to get... Oh, you weren't with me. I got a selfie with Hunter at the game the other day. I'm now the coolest parent.
Oh, has she seen it?
She has seen it.
And did it blow her mind?
She's like, oh my God, like that's Hunter. And like, she's like, who's that guy? Oh my God, that's Detta.
They did on the kids game this year against the Devils. I took one in junior mini Hunter.
Yeah, and where is he since
Bring
then?
Bring him back. He's a flex in an underground prison. They're making Fanatics jerseys. But mini Hunter was a little kid who like tried out and got the job, and he was awesome, man. And they were like banging their drum, like doon doon doon. Then he had a little one, ding ding ding.
I hope Mini Hunter comes because there's another 2 p.m. game coming up at home here at some point.
I was gonna say, has Crawford made it back?
No,
since
she's not actually had an encounter with Hunter yet. Like
that's gotta happen, right?
She'll probably freak out, but yes, we got to do it. Is Wanya Jr. into Disney?
No, we're not. We try to watch movies and we're not there mentally, cerebrally.
We went to this Disney thing at the expo, this immersive Disney animation thing.
This we could do.
It's like one big, if he likes to run around.
He does that, we're into.
And when you step on the floor, the animation, like these things move because of your movements. Anyways.
He's tricked me several times into renting movies on the television, as you do. And I'm like, okay, but we got to watch this.
Oh yeah.
And he's like, oh yeah, we're ready. And then like 3 minutes and he's like, no, and he's running around in circles screaming. So he's into things, but in very.
Yeah. I've got Crawford obsessed with Elvin or Elnin, as she likes to say in the chipmunk.
Yeah.
But they're short 10 minute episodes. Yeah. And if she gets through one, that's great. If not, that's normally par for the course.
We have a Batman book of 5 minute Batman stories and they're terrible. So I read them off the dome like a cipher where I'm just spitting hot fire. Wanya Jr. can't match. Like as long as the pictures quasi match up.
You're just making it up.
And he's like that wasn't how it went last time. I'm like, well, you know, these books, they change like a Mr. Beast thumbnail.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. But they're 5 minute Batman stories and they're awful.
And you gotta like, you don't want to put Batman in a bad light. So you got to save him.
He's got to be the hero, but it's so dreadful. These books, Batman Lego book. We used to be a society. Now we're reading this. I now read from the Old Testament exclusively. Try to get him some proper moral grounding.
The Book of Revelations.
Yeah. I'm like Ruth 4, Job 16, verse 12.
Book of Job. Very important.
Back to the Oilers. So Connor McDavid had 6 points the other day, and the Oilers didn't
tried talking about this twice already.
Yeah.
What's so important about it?
My favorite part about Tuesday's game was there was a point where the Oilers and the Red Wings were down in the Red Wing zone, and in came Hunter sliding on the rail, boom, at the glass right at their head.
Perfectly timed.
Perfectly timed.
Really? Yeah.
I wonder if he good tries to do that.
Probably. He's a pro.
When Sam Gagner got 9 points, he played out of his soul. And we talk about it 16, 12 years later.
Yeah.
Connor had 6 points. He probably could have had 15 points. He just elected not to because they scored five goals in the third.
Do you know what I realized? Do you know who the last Oiler to get 6 assists in a game was? You want to say Gretzky or something? Of course you do. But it was Leon. He did it 3 years ago. And I just forgot that happened. He had 6 assists in a game against the Ottawa Senators.
There's just so many Canadian division year probably when like Ottawa just roll in.
It was 8-0 against them.
When they retire, Connor and Leon, hopefully at the same time, hopefully they're raised to the banner, like to the rafters to go hang with their cup.
We don't just hang their numbers up. We just raise them to
them in like a parachute harness.
Yeah.
Taxidermy them.
We would be better off to just start watching games in reverse and watch their career from the end to the beginning than watch real Oilers hockey in the post Connor Leon era.
Yep.
It will seem devoid. It's going to be such a letdown for all of us. We're like, oh, is anybody going to get 12 points tonight? Oh, isn't Leon going to score from his spot? Oh,
I feel like a lot of other fan bases, like obviously look at the Oilers and are like, oh, their fans went from Gretzky right into, and then they got McDavid too. I know there was a bit of a gap of about
30 goddamn years.
27 years.
I'm just thinking like the first decade of darkness was bad, but then we got Connor. I feel like the hockey gods are going to hit us with something real fucked up when this all ends. It's going to be even worse.
Look at Chicago.
Yeah.
Is that who we want to be like?
Connor Bedard.
Well,
they've had unprecedented success on and off the ice.
Connor Bedard back tonight.
Yeah. Oh, confirmed.
Yep. Hawks Twitter sent out a thing.
That's good for the NHL.
Yeah.
Keep your head up.
Fucking tighten up that. Like that. That looked so innocent to break your jaw.
The other guy broke his jaw because of big milk. Oh. Yeah. The milk campaigns have really died down since all the 90s.
Just a still image of his jaw. Yeah, he doesn't even drink milk.
He's probably on a no dairy diet. Well, Big Dairy says your jaw is mush without us.
Have you seen when he meets Wemby? Have you seen this interview? And he's like, how old were you when you were my height? Do you see this? Mm-hmm. And Wemby's like to somebody off camera. He's like, huh? What? 9. He was 9.
See, Wemby had 10 blocks the other day in like the first half.
He's rewriting David Robinson records, man.
Yeah.
Like he's actually good and he's a goddamn alien.
And he's playing on a team with he's playing on the San Jose Sharks of the NBA. And he's just a freak. Like when he figures it out a little bit and gets his old man strength at some point, not like old man strength, but like veteran athlete strength, he's going to be just unbelievable.
Have you seen that footage of he's like dunking over a guy and his like feet are barely off the ground and his arms fully extended. And the guy he's dunking on is 6'11".
It looks like he can break a bone in a moment's notice.
But that's the thing. He's like actually, he isn't like Bol Bol. Like Bol Bol walks around. You're like, oh shit, is this guy going to fall over? Like what the fuck? Wemby though. But he's like got an extra, like from here to here, he's got another elbow. Like you swear to God, his arms are so long. He's got like a full other
extremity.
It's crazy. And he's that tall.
He looks like a praying mantis to me.
Do you see the other day when he had the full, like the Pooh Shiesty mask on and the goggles and he was walking into the.
Oh, he looked like Slenderman that one.
Yes, man. Yeah. He looks like an alien. What the fuck? Yeah. What are players going to look like in another 20 years? Eh? Like, remember Wemby? This is Wemby 3. Yeah, like,
20 feet tall.
I like that they let him wear whatever they want.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
It's way more fun.
Yeah.
Not me. I want to see every player in a Brooks Brothers suit with a red tie and a fedora. Like the old 40s teams in the NHL.
Like you used to dress for airplanes.
Yeah.
Or I want a guy dressed like a dandy.
That's cool.
That'd be cool.
This great look. This made me laugh for whatever reason. It's just nerdy content stuff, but I still follow Don Cherry on Twitter.
You got it.
Just to keep tabs on what he's doing. And when Morgan Riley got suspended for 5 games, got suspended for 5 games the next day, Don Cherry put out a tweet being like, and obviously not him, definitely his kid, but he was like, Morgan Riley, 5-game suspension. What do I think? Find out Sunday on my podcast.
I'm like, oh, really making his way, dog?
I'm like, a week from now?
It's a teaser, man.
Can't you just tell me right now?
That or way yeah. behind us.
I was instant reaction. I was going to respond and be like, the suspension will be served by then. Like, you'll be back in the
he'll
line.
Be back.
That just really made me chuckle. But Don's still kicking.
Imagine Don old. Was still on the air. Imagine they're just like, well, we've gone this far.
He's like 80.
He's the Strom Thurmond. 90.
He's 90.
Yeah.
Great.
He was 87 when he was still on the air. You're close to it. Like,
yeah, as he well. Just turned 92. It was just his birthday.
Yeah, he tweeted a picture of him with his cake.
How's he looking?
Not good.
Oh,
he's fucking 90, man. He's
not fair yelling. Enough, man. I like yeah. grapes. I don't care. I know he's a little senile, but I like him.
Just recently, I want to look at this.
Yeah, go look at it. While you do that, I'm going to tell people about DoorDash. You can get a birthday cake for Don Cherry delivered via DoorDash. You can get anything delivered via DoorDash is the point. And for a limited time, our Canadian listeners can get 25% off and zero delivery wow. fees on their first order of $15 or more. Download the DoorDash app and enter the code NATION25. DoorDash, like dash that for the win.
Cosplaying as Don Cherry.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Like, it doesn't look great, no, but also...
That looks like 90-year-old Don Cherry.
But again,
like,
you just have to remember he's 90, yeah.
But looks
he's wearing
fine.
He's like wearing a cardigan now, which that's... Yeah.
That's what threw me off.
That shows me he's on the back half.
No more suits.
It reminded me of I saw a picture of the Rolling Stones recently, and three of the four members still dressed like they did in the 70s, while the fourth guy just looks like an accountant.
And he died. The guy looks like an old man's dead.
I saw someone at an Oilers game the other day, like a man dressed up like Don Cherry. Like he had like the white little goatee and he was wearing the funky suit. And I was like, why?
You got to respect though, Don Cherry, that he like is buying so many suits that he's just like, you know what? No, I'm going to change the game and do special collars. Like, it's classy.
Yeah.
Imagine you invented a special kind of turtleneck that only you wore, your MJ.
Cool.
I could see myself getting like a turtleneck shiesty. A turtleneck shiesty. Oh, just like a full bodysuit, like the Green Men in Vancouver.
Like an Ice Spice bodysuit?
Mm. Well, you were talking about ordering one earlier and your $400 OVO vest that has no markings of it.
I don't want to buy a $400. It exists.
It's a $600 OVO vest with no owl on it?
Ah.
You could. That's just, for you, though. You're a vest guy.
I am a vest guy. I exclusively rock vests.
But you need
I
the owl, though.
I don't own a winter bucks. Coat. I just wear vests.
I like vests.
I like vests, too.
It's nice to have your arms free. You're also, buy, when I curl, it's vests are good for curling.
But if you're going to pay $600 on a vest, you better have multiple owls on that baby, not zero.
The whole thing should be fucking owls.
If you're going to splurge on fancy shit, it better have like it better look like a NASCAR. The logos on the outside.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
100%.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I had a moment of realization when I was at the NHL All-Star game, and I like to buy myself a treat when I go. Like there's something to remember it by. And I was like, oh, I'm going to get one of the jerseys. So I was looking at the jerseys. I was like, oh man, they're $180. I was like, oh, I might do that. $180. That's not terrible for a jersey. Then I saw a hoodie I liked that was also $180.
No.
And I was like, oh, $180 for a hoodie. I'll just get the jersey. Then I was like, wait, I'll wear the jersey like once. If yeah, that, it don't ring. I was like, I'm going to wear the hoodie 100 times because this is a sweet hoodie. So then I had a little bit of a moment flip where I was
I'm
like,
I'm surprised you're not a jersey all the time guy though. You have so many of them.
I know, but I don't like wearing them on camera, and I'm on camera every day now, so it's like ugh.
That's being an OnlyFans model.
Yeah. Can't just be running around rocking jerseys. Do you have to run
in 4 minutes?
In 4 minutes,
4 good minutes. Say well, something for three.
I say, well, then the floor is yours for the final four, Jay. What do you got?
I want the Oilers to acquire Nick Dowd more than Ice Spice wants a second date with Jason Kelsey.
Those memes were hilarious.
The one where he's just looking at her like she's like a animal in a tank or whatever.
Yeah. No, because
he's hilarious.
Taylor introduced him to her and he like made eye contact with her and shook her hand like
just like,
how do you do?
Well, just the screenshot thing.
That's how we do it.
Yep. Miss I'm Spice.
A gentleman. Yes.
Do I call you Miss Ice or Miss Spice?
Yes. May I call you Ice?
There you are. Yes. Well,
Jim, I loved the video of Jason Kelsey partying post Super Bowl at the club. Yeah. And then the very next day he was at Disneyland standing there for the parade, looking like he hated his life.
Yeah.
Cause you know, too. He does. Mm-hmm. He was very hungover in that.
Oh picture. Yeah. He was letting her fly.
You see the video of Travis Kelsey smoking something at one of the after parties and someone's recording him and Taylor Swift like leans over kind of being like, and he goes like, no. And then looks at the person recording and is like right there. Like, nope, don't do it. And people were like, ooh, Taylor Swift wanted to smoke his weed and didn't because he Who didn't cares? Want to get on camera.
Cool.
And that was my response,
it,
too. But
let her rip it.
I bet you, I saw the footage of her parents in the club after.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you this is the first time ever that she's ever had a boyfriend that the parents are just like, oh, we're celebrating the man right now. Like, that's got to be in a world where she can't find anyone at her level, because
it's got to be refreshing.
It must be refreshing. Yeah. His house, he lived in a normal house, like a normalish house, I guess, in Kansas City. And there were people tenting on his lawn, like living there. And he had to move into a gated community 1 month after he started dating her, because everybody was going so crazy.
All the chance.
So he moves into this house and it's like gated and there's like an estate and shit. The first day they move in, someone knocks on the patio window because they climbed the fence to get in.
Bringing it back to Mr. Beast, it reminded me how he just lived in a normal house in a normal neighborhood forever until people found his house and just started banging on his door all the time.
He goes, he like got robbed once really bad too.
Did he?
Yeah. But he like didn't own very much shit. So he was like,
he doesn't really own anything.
Hey, rob Mr. Beast, but he owns nothing. He's like,
well, can I record it at least?
Yeah, let me put it on YouTube.
Ooh, if he posted a video of his house, like the security cam of his house getting robbed, that'd do numbies.
It'd bang.
That'd do numbies.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Oilers on a 3-game road trip. Next time we do one of these podcasts, we are going to be in Arizona, which is going to be interesting for us because the Oilers game starts at 1, right? 1 or 2? Is it 1 or 2?
2.
2. So our pre-party, which is at...
Devil's Advocate,
which has a higher capacity than the Mullet Arena.
Yes. That starts at noon, which means we need to start making our way there at like 11:30 at the latest, which means if we're going to do a real life that day, it's either got to be before or after all of that. So are we trusting ourselves to stay committed to doing it after, or are we just going to wake up and do a hotel pod early?
Breakfast beers. Podcast.
So then
pregame show.
So then we're fully on board right now to having a night Sunday, because you know we obviously will.
Yeah.
And waking up at like, and being in a hotel room at 9 to record real life.
If you're going to stay all up all night and hoot with the owls, you better be ready to get up in the morning and soar with the eagles.
Man at night, man in the morning. All right. Okay, sure.
You want to win the Super Bowl and you're dating Taylor Swift, you better tell her not to hit the blunt in the club afterwards, because you still have to have your wits about you.
Would it be great if they were both celebrating with guns in the car on Instagram Live?
Jeez.
Like Ja Morant.
But Papa Swift was in the club and Mama Swift was in the club. Like, that's fucked up.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I think I'm on this meeting. Am I on this meeting?
All right. Well, that's a good episode, everybody. Everyone has a meeting. Episode over. That's it.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.